This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Delegates and members attending the 107th Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting witnessed the power of tradition and transition as the organization's traditional grassroots process carried on seamlessly amidst a transition to a hybrid format for its 2021 annual meeting. Delegates gathered in person at the historic Palmer House Hotel in Chicago over a four-day period, December 4th through 7th, to conduct annual business, introduce new policy, and celebrate the year's successes. Virtual attendance was also offered for IFB members through a dedicated microsite of live streams and on-demand content. The meeting kicked off with the President's Address, in which Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert Jr. acknowledged the many ways Illinois agriculture has pivoted during periods of uncertainty while remaining resilient and keeping a steady stream of food on America's tables. The balance of tradition and transition, Giebert added, will continue to guide IFB through 2022 as it advocates for incentives, individual responsibility, initiative, freedom, and the right to work without governmental dependence. In addition to listening to keynote speaker Cheryl Mitchell and receiving county and young leader awards, members also enjoyed a visit from American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall. Duvall encouraged the audience of Illinois farmers to continue telling their story and forging relationships with those outside their fence rows. Voting delegates for the meeting, totaling 337, considered 30 policy submittals on a range of topics such as government farm policy, energy policy, farm equipment, climate change, healthcare, and urban agriculture. The language of these approved policies will be forwarded to American Farm Bureau Federation for consideration during its upcoming annual meeting. Approximately 1,434 Illinois Farm Bureau members and staff registered to attend the annual meeting, with 132 of those registrations being virtual attendees. Several annual awards and honors were also announced. To finish up the day, delegates confirmed the re-election of Richard Giebert Jr. as president and the re-election of Brian Duncan as vice president. Giebert of Ellis Grove in Randolph County was elected to a two-year term as IFB president. Giebert has served as IFB president for the past 8 years and previously served as vice president of Illinois Farm Bureau from 2003 to 2013. He also previously served as president of the Randolph County Farm Bureau. With this re-election, Giebert will complete the final term he is eligible for. Giebert has a bachelor's degree in agriculture education with a minor in animal science from Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. Giebert, his wife, Nancy, and their son, Kyle, operate a corn, soybean, and wheat farm in Randolph County. Brian Duncan of Polo in Ogle County was elected to a two-year term as Illinois Farm Bureau Vice President. Duncan has served as IFB Vice President for the past 4 years and previously served as the Ogle County Farm Bureau President. He also previously served on the American Farm Bureau Federation's Swine Advisory Committee, National Pork Producers Council Price Discovery Task Force, and Ogle County Pork Producers Board of Directors. Duncan is a graduate of Sauk Valley Community College and is an active member of Forest and Grove Presbyterian Church. He and his wife, Kelly, raise corn, soybeans, wheat, pigs, and cattle on their farm near Polo, and they have 4 children. Additionally, delegates confirmed a new member to the IFB Board of Directors and 8 incumbent directors. Brad Daugherty of West Union in Clark County will now represent District 13, which includes Coles, Clark, Crawford, Cumberland, Jasper, Lawrence, and Richland counties. Noel Moore of Woodford County was named the 2021 Young Leader Discussion Meet winner at the IFB Young Leader Discussion Meet held on Saturday during the organization's annual meeting. In addition to receiving a trophy, Moore will receive a John Deere riding lawnmower and $2,500 cash, courtesy of Country Financial and Illinois Farm Bureau. Moore will go on to represent Illinois in the National Young Farmers and Ranchers Discussion Meet, which will be part of the American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention in January. Moore lives outside Congerville with his wife Rachel and 2 boys, Zeke and Rhett. They raise belted Galloway cattle in the Mackinac River Valley. Noel received an agricultural engineering degree from the University of Illinois and is currently working as a product manager for 360 Yield Center. Noel enjoys the balance of his time on and off the farm as it gives him exposure to agriculture across the state and around the country. James Jim Gay has been awarded the 2021 Illinois Farm Bureau Eagle Award for Excellence. The award was presented during IFB's annual meeting held in Chicago. Gay, from Rockport, received the Eagle Award for his steadfast support and dedication to Illinois agriculture. A member of Illinois Farm Bureau since the mid-1960s, Gay has been involved in multiple agricultural leadership roles during his decades-long career in the industry. His work on two key national issues frame his time in leadership. These opportunities include further developing the future of biodiesel through the creation of the National Soy Diesel Development Board and his leadership on the National Private Property Rights effort while serving as Pike County Farm Bureau President. Gay is the fifth generation to farm the family's Mississippi River Valley Farm. He and his son David raise corn, soybeans, and maintain a cow-calf operation. He graduated from the University of Illinois with a B.S. in agronomy. After graduation, he was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army Reserves. He completed his military service as a first lieutenant to return to the family farm. Through the IFB Eagle Award for Excellence, Illinois Farm Bureau recognizes an individual or organization for excellence on issues or programs important to Farm Bureau and to agriculture on a statewide and/or national basis. David Erickson has been awarded the 2021 Illinois Farm Bureau Charles B. Schumann Distinguished Service Award. The award, the highest given by Illinois Farm Bureau, was presented during the organization's annual meeting. Erickson is best known for his leadership roles in agricultural associations at both the state and national level. The Knox County farmer has been honored for his contributions to Illinois Farm Bureau, having served as vice president of the organization from 2014 to 2017. Prior to his election as vice president, Erickson served on the Knox County Farm Bureau Board of Directors from 2009 to 2014 and as president from 2012 to 2014. Additionally, he has been involved with the Illinois FFA as secretary treasurer and as chairman of the Illinois FFA Foundation. Erickson and his wife Nancy farm and operate a farm management business. They have one son, Adam. Erickson is a graduate of Western Illinois University with a BS in agricultural education. He taught vocational agriculture and was an FFA advisor for 4 years before beginning his farming career. The Distinguished Service Award provides an opportunity for Illinois Farm Bureau to recognize an individual who has given a lifetime of exemplary leadership and service to agriculture to a major segment of the state and or nation. This award honors the memory of and service of Charles B. Schumann, a revered Moultrie County farm leader who served as president of both Illinois Farm Bureau and of the American Farm Bureau Federation. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.